Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Inside MLB, your host Will Macklin with Gus Maytalks, including Blue Jays win 11 straight, Scherzer nearly perfect while fanning 16, and Jock Peterson makes game-saving catch. Fans, don't worry, you two can be a part of the show if you call in a 516-666-9990 or chat me at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And it is now time for this day in baseball history, June 15th. And in 1999, Orioles first baseman Will Clark got his 2,000th career hit in the 10-inning victory over the Royals, which they won 6-5. The thrill Will ends his 15-year big league career the next season with 2,176 hits. And now it is time for the baseball trivia of the day. Now, we are looking for a player who his Major League debut was June 5th, 2015 for the Oakland Athletics, and he's the first ever ambidextrous pitcher to ever pitch in the Major Leagues, and hint, he plays for an American League West team. Okay, fans, call in 516-666-9990 to give us your answer. So as you may have Okay, sorry about that. As you may have seen, Gunson will not be able to make it to the show today or for the rest of the week as he is on a mission trip. And with that, we are going to get into our first topic, and that's the sizzling hot Blue Jays. I mean, the Blue Jays have won. Toronto has won 11 straight games, which has just totally boosted this team's confidence. I mean, this was a somewhat struggling team at the beginning of the season, lost a couple games that definitely should have lost, but now this is skyrocketing them to a much better, record. Now they were 23-30, and now they're 34-30, and that's 11 games better. I mean, this is just really helped them out, as would any team. They, and for some stats, they have, this ties the, if they win their next game, they will have broken the franchise record with 12 games, and they're tied right now at 11. So I think everyone will be cheering them on to break that Toronto record. Also, they have outscored their opponents during the streak by double. They have scored 88 runs, and in their defense only let up 40 runs. I mean, that's just an outstanding ratio. And with during 11 stand, they're averaging 8 runs a game and not letting up. They're letting up about 4 runs, which may not be the best. I mean, that's a pretty average number, but it doesn't really matter since their offense has just been super, super hot, and they are just totally doing everything. Their team batting is just probably the best in the major leagues. They have scored the most runs with 356. Their batting average is second in the league with a .271 batting average, third on base percentage, .335, and first in slugging with a .449. .449. But then you go over to the pitching side, and it's pretty rough. Their earned runs average is 28th in the league with a 4.29 run average, and quality starts with 27. They're the 22nd best in the league of that. Their WHIP is 1.29, which is 16th.
And their batting average against is 16th at .250. So, I mean, this is one of those extreme teams that really this just brings up the discussion of what is more important, offense or pitching. And I think pitching, fans, you can call in. I want to hear what you have to say about this. But I think pitching is going to be a lot more important down the road. And I think what gets you on these hot streaks, as they are now with 11 straight games, if you're going to win five or more games in a row, it's going to be your hitting. Because, I mean, very rarely will you see these games just be 1-0, 2-0, even 3-0 victories where your offense isn't doing much, but your pitching is really carrying you. I mean, you look back on these games, and they're scoring a lot of runs. Sorted out, they scored – the lowest they've scored is during this time is 4 runs. I mean, they play at the Mets tonight, which I think is going to be a great game, 7:10 p.m. But you go down, their closest game was against the Marlins, which was 4-3. And, I mean, that's – I would call that an average scoring game. So, yeah, they are – now, they're only third in the division still. I mean, the New York Yankees have won the same amount of games as them, but they have – played two less. They were 34-20 in Tampa Bay, which is also a game that the Yankees and Tampa Bay are tied for first place. They are 35-29 with a .547 winning percentage. But, I mean, how long is this streak going to last? I mean, this is by far the farthest in the majors so far, and you usually have about 2 of these a year. But I guess this is the time that they get hot, and it came in a great time that they were really, really struggling beforehand. And hold on. I mean, this is a team that is always going to hit. I mean, going down the lineup, if you have Russell Martin, Josh Donaldson, Jose Reyes, Jose Bautista, and Edwin Encarnacion and Smoke, you're going to see some big power numbers out of this team. And they haven't disappointed this year, being what I think is the best offensive team in all of Major League Baseball. But then, like I was saying, the weaker side is their pitching, as their starting five is somewhat rough. They have Daniel Hutchinson, R.A. Dickey, Marco Estrada, Marco, and Sanchez. I mean, this isn't the best team. I think Mark Burley used to be in, like, a great, but he's had a rougher season with a 7-4 record and a 4.25 ERA. So, yeah, I mean, all these games, it's their batting that is keeping them in. And even R.A. Dickey's probably having one of his worst seasons in his career with a 5.29 ERA and a 2-6 record. That is not where you want to be if you're R.A. Dickey in your 12th year in the big leagues. But a little reunion for him tonight as he will be playing his former team, the New York Mets. Okay, so we are now going to get into a different topic here, as we're going to see Max Scherzer and his magnificent performance last night that he put out there in Miller Park. He won a full game, 9 innings pitched, with only allowing 1 hit. Through all the 9 innings, the Brewers were only able to manage to get 1 hit off of him. And I think that's a team that has some other Gene Segura, Brian Braun, Carlos Gomez, and I think Ramos Ramirez is definitely a really good player. he was so close to getting that that perfect game, which was just really a. It's not disappointing, but it's just a real shame that we couldn't see our second no-hitter in 1 week with the guy from the Giants doing it just a few days ago. Yeah, so I just want to see what fans you guys have to say about that. Yeah, so Max Scherzer is definitely probably the best game he's pitched. I mean, in a while. He's just really, really, really been a... He's always been a great pitcher, but, I mean, this is just... I think this just shows what he's fully capable of. Like what he did last night. Okay. And also about this game, we're just going to go here. So the only hit he gave up was to Carlos Gomez. And, I mean, if you just go down 0-for-4, 0-for-4, 0-for-3, 0-for-3, 0-for-3. I mean, this guy really just mowed down. And yet to mention, he had 16 strikeouts. He had... Hector Gomez and Maldonado both went 0-3 with 3 Ks. He also got Gene Segura, Adam Lind, and Carlos Gomez to have both 2 strikeouts. I mean, this was just an amazing pitching performance. And I think for national fans, definitely brings a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, so, I mean, just looking at this, he didn't have... I don't know, there was one error in the fourth. No, but that was for... Hold on. Yeah, so he gave up in the bottom of the seventh. Carlos Gomez just singled to right. I mean, that's all it. And then got the next 3 people out. That's really just all there was. And he was off by a hit and 1 walk. So, I mean, just he could, if he just wouldn't have given up that hit, he would have had himself a no-hitter. And this just an amazing pitching performance by the star and Cy Young Award winner, Max Scherzer, in his first year with the Washington Nationals. So we're now going to give you a rundown on tonight's games, Monday, June 15th. You guys probably know if your team's won. So tonight at 7, we have the Braves at Fenway. Also at 7, Phillies, Orioles at Camden Yards. The White Sox taking up against the Buccos at PNC Park. At Comerica Park, we have the Reds against the Tigers. Citi Field, we have the 11 straight winning Blue Jays up against the New York City Mets at Citi Field. At Marlins Park, we have the Yankees taking on the Marlins at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. Nationals up against the Rays. 8 o'clock, we have the Dodgers against the Rangers in Arlington, Globe Life Park. Indians Cubs at Wrigley. Royals Brewers at Miller Park. Rockies Astros at Minute Maid. Twins Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Diamondbacks Angels at Angel Stadium of Anaheim. Athletics Padres, Petco, and for the last game of the day at 10:15, we have the Seattle Mariners up against the San Francisco Giants at AT&T Park. All right, we're now going to break. See you in about 3 minutes and 49 seconds.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Okay, everyone. I think I'm back on. And I just breaking news. The this came in about 30 minutes ago, right as we started the show. The Padres have fired Bud Black. Bud Black was the manager for the San Diego Padres for nearly 9 seasons. Black has been San Diego's manager since the 2007 season and was the third longest major. Active in Major League Baseball. Black led the Padres for several mediocre seasons, but is a very well-respected manager. The Padres made several big moves this season and are 32-33 this year. GM A.J. Preller will now be able to hire his own manager. And I honestly don't know why he was fired. I mean, I think the Padres brought in a whole bunch of people. I mean, Matt Kent, Justin Upton, Will Myers, Will Middlebrooks, Kimbrel, James Shields. I mean, even though they're pretty much one of the stacked teams in baseball on a player perspective, and they're about a 500 record, I don't know if I would fire him because, I mean, he's still a good manager, as I said, a very well-respected man, but, I mean, it's a first-year team, and I think many people expected them to do very well, but I just don't think that's all that realistic. Okay, so now you're going to get into Jock Peterson saving the day. Jock Peterson, yesterday's game in San Diego, he made a great catch as he just got destroyed by the wall. And I'm just watching the video now. He, like a thunderbolt from a quick sweat, I made a play is made that instantly transcends the game and becomes the stuff of legend. It is so out of this world, so stunningly surreal, that is sure to be remembered a long time after the game's outcome on MLB.com. Just watching it here, Upton just crushed the ball in center field, going back, couldn't even see that last second, and he made the catch. I mean, that it was just unbelievable to end the game to, or no, not to end it, to send it into extras, I want to see. Yo, 2-2 in the bottom nine. Spunners, the 3-0 count, too. So, I mean, this really saved him here. Almost the potential walk-off offense for the Padres, and that would have actually sent them being a 500 team. And I just, again, Jock Peterson, I think right now, even though this is more Benson's candidate for Rookie of the Year, I honestly think he is the best Rookie of the Year so far, hitting a whole bunch of homers. And as you can even see here, Justin Upton put his hands up in the air, celebrating as he's rounding first base, thinking that he had just hit the walk-off home run. And then Kenley Jansen, closer for the Dodgers, throws his in the air in actual celebration. All right, we are now going to get into the 7-minute stretch. We'll be back for the time for Say Something. And just a recap on the show, 2:15. I would like to take something away from the show, fans. Calling if I was 6-6-6-9-9-9-9 or our chairman www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB to if you would take away from Monday's show. And I'm just going to take away the sizzling hot Blue Jays. I mean, 11 straight, one more, and they have broken the Toronto record. And I just think so far, a team that struggled within the first couple months and it really turned it on here in June,
just will they be able to keep going, and is this just going to give them enough momentum for the rest of the year? I would like to thank Benson Factor, Jason Sense, and Will Gano for the with help from the production of Inside MLB. Also, we would like to thank MLB.com, ESPN.com, Wikipedia, and NationalPastime.com for stats, insight, and information on the topics we have done today. And, yep, that is pretty much it. Today is June 15th. Have a wonderful day, and cheer on for your team. Big day in baseball today. Goodbye.